Can you not put the mascara on first?
What'd you say, Izzy?
Can you not put the mascara on first, or does that not
No,
matter?
you
It's
can't
still
put
potential.
mascara on first. You're so cute.
Sorry,
You're so
I
cute.
didn't
Welcome to
know.
Highly Questionable, where Izzy thinks you can start with mascara. I mean, is that not the cutest? That's Izzy Gutierrez, Monica McNutt. This is a show about sports.
What's your reaction to the Patriots' decision to release Cam Newton and name Mac Jones the starter?
I mean, if you want me to be honest, my reaction was like, it was that noise, like a, so the Patriots have said they didn't know who was gonna be the starting quarterback, and now today we do know because Cam Newton is no longer on the team. Cam had that COVID situation happen last week in which there was a misunderstanding or a miscommunication. He went to somewhere and yada, yada, yada. We found out that because he wasn't vaccinated, he was subject to having to quarantine because the NFL has stricter rules this year for those who are not vaccinated when they come into contact with or are potentially endangered by COVID. And it seems like what was decided by the Patriots was that Mac Jones was going to be the starter, and keeping around a backup quarterback who isn't vaccinated is a high risk for your team. And it's just a constant liability because if that position group were to have meetings and the guy who's not your starter somehow infects the guy who is your starter, well, then that would probably be a problem because they're not rescheduling games this year with as much confidence and ease as they tried to last year. The NFL's not working with you if you've got a COVID situation on your team. That being said, Mac Jones, rookie starter, and backed up by Brian Hoyer and Jarrett Stidham. So, how would I, an alleged Patriots fan, feel? I feel great, and I learned a lesson early in life to not trust a man who had just gotten out of college. But I feel like in this situation, this could, be the exception that proves the rule. So, Mac Jones. Who?
You sound super confident, Katie, but I will say that to me, it seems pretty simple that this thing came down to the vaccination. And if you buy into the idea that maybe Cam knew he wasn't going to start and wanted out, either way, ultimately, it came down to the vaccination. You mentioned if your unvaccinated backup happens to infect your potential starter, but vice versa, if your starter is infected elsewhere, but your unvaccinated backup has close contact, they're still both out. Like, I mean, this thing just gets completely tricky. And more than ever, I think you look at management of teams, owners of teams, they've all lost so much money behind COVID. I mean, we all can relate to the sacrifices and challenges that it has presented. There's very little room for error, especially in a place like New England. They just don't have the patience.
All right, so first of all, I don't think I'm going to say the word vaccinated outside of what I just said in my whole answer. So a little spoiler alert in case you want to stick
You're
around. Second,
pandering.
my actual reaction, Katie, was, wow. Okay, so it was a little like yours,
Yeah.
a little bit more of a surprise, but that was my reaction. And yeah, then I started thinking about it and I was like, well, why is this so surprising? Because look, if you look at the offense last year with the Patriots, it wasn't exactly great. It wasn't exactly something you feel like Bill Belichick is proud of, right? And then you've got Mac Jones, who has been surprisingly good as a rookie, and Cam Newton, who, while he has been better, while he has, than last year anyway, while he has had some training camp, which he didn't really have with the Patriots, he's still, if you put a ceiling on him, maybe a tad better than last year. You know, I know he's well liked in the locker room. It probably wouldn't be a great situation to have him on the bench, so you probably just release him and try to, let him get another chance elsewhere. But this feels like what Bill Belichick wanted the entire time. You know, he's tried with some backups, future, the next Tom Brady, if you will, while Tom was still there. Those guys sort of phased out, didn't really work out. And now you have a guy that seems to be the successor, the perfect guy for you, and can open up that offense a little bit. I'm a little bit concerned with the amount of sacks he took in that last game, I think four of them, and without, mobility the way these other young quarterbacks have, then, maybe we'll see that being his downfall. But I think it's a little bit refreshing now. You look at the AFC East also, and I think Josh Allen is the oldest quarterback there, right? Because you've got Tua, you've got Mac Jones, you've got Josh Allen, and who am I missing? Zach Wilson. And so I think it's interesting. You're not sitting there thinking, oh man, I really hope Cam gets back to what he used to be, because he's not really going to get there. Maybe he can go back up Lamar Jackson in Baltimore, and that word that I said was I wasn't going to say. You know, both of those guys have the same situation there, so maybe they can be happy in Baltimore together.
Also, Pats fans, Casey Miss. It's Stephon Gilmore on the pup list.
Not great.
Was Andy Murray right to be so peeved about Stefano Tsitsipas's potty break?
All right, so Stefano Tsitsipas beat Andy Murray, and the thing that everyone's talking about is the breaks that he took during the match. He took, after he lost the third set, he got medical attention. After winning the fourth set, he took an 8 or 9 minute bathroom break, and Andy Murray was not thrilled about this. He tweeted, "Fact of the day, it takes Stefano Tsitsipas twice as long to go to the bathroom as it takes Jeff Bezos to fly into space." Interesting. It certainly is. It's a stat. Stat of the day. He also had something to say after the match when asked about it.
"It's just disappointing because I feel it influenced the outcome of the match. Not necessarily, I'm not saying I necessarily win that match for sure, but it had influence on what was happening after those breaks. And, you know, I rate him a lot. I think he's a brilliant player, and I think he's great for the game. But I have zero time for that stuff at all, and I lost respect for him."
This is the interesting thing to me about a solo-on-solo sport, which tennis truly is, because part of the issue here is that you're not to be coached during the match. Now, there's no allegations of that from Andy Murray, but Tsitsipas has been accused of that in the past, whether correctly or incorrectly, of using those bathroom breaks to make contact with their coach. What's so interesting about this pure one-on-one sport is that, headline-wise, this could seem like Andy Murray's being kind of petty. And we really don't know if he is or if he isn't. It's genuinely he said in these situations, which I find so fascinating. But listening to Andy Murray, I kind of believe him. This is a guy who's coming off of an injury. And taking breaks like that is difficult. It's difficult for your body to adjust to. Now, that being said, this was like a 4-hour and 49-minute match. And so if you've got to go, you have to go. And I don't know if Tsitsipas had to go. He obviously has a history of using these bathroom breaks, which many people do. He's not the only person doing this, and that's certainly not what we're saying. It reminds me of in high school when you had to go and you were aware of how long you were away for and how many people would notice how long you had left class. I just don't feel like we should be, I'm on both sides of it. I believe Andy Murray, but I also feel like don't time me when I go to the bathroom because I don't want to talk about it.
It's a tale as old as time when it comes to tennis. I think I'm with Andy Murray here, though, because, look, he's 34 years old. He's got, like, a metal cap on his hip. So, like, 9 minutes of cooling off is a big deal. Like, I don't really want to bring up my athletic, you know, recreational feats every single time I'm on the show. But when I play flag football at 44 years old, if we have a long time between games, like, I'm cold. It's a disaster. I need to warm up again. And so, like, what was he doing in there? Like, I have some theories. Tsitsipas was probably changing his shorts, right? Because for some reason, he decided to wear a pair of shorts that when you sweat in them, they're see-through. So you could see his blue shorts underneath. I'm guessing that he probably wanted to change those. As a little callback from earlier in the show, perhaps he got his mascara on his skin and needed to sort of scrub that off, taking some more time. And you mentioned that he had this issue, right? Somebody accused him of taking his bag with him to the bathroom in a different tournament. Therefore, he could maybe get some coaching on his phone. And, you know, there was an implication of that with Andy Murray saying, I don't know what he was doing in there, but I got a solution for it. Just pour the potties right on the court. Like, I know the bathroom's close, but if they just can go right back there and come right back out, then there is no question marks. You don't have to take your bag in there. You can see if there's any, you know, I mean, and plus, who wants to spend extra time in a porta potty, right? So I would, you'd probably have to sell the seats right behind it for a little bit less, probably because of the whiff, but I'm telling you, it's probably the best solution to this whole thing.
Well, Izzy, since we're talking solutions, that's the potty solution. Let's talk about the warm-up solution. This immediately took me to NBA games. When guys come out, they get on a bike. They've got all those heating pads that made James Harden look like he'd gained an exponential amount of weight while he was warming up. There's got to be more put in place to keep this from happening. If Tsitsipas was within the rules, technically, then a guy like Murray, who you mentioned, has that special device involved with his hips. You almost got to prepare for this some kind of way. Like, I just wish he didn't have to sit that entire time because you're absolutely right. Cooling down is real. Was there a bike? Were there pads? Was there a way he could have kept moving? But overall, pinning this on the loss, and Murray didn't flat out pin this on the loss, but he did mention it as a factor.
Right.
I do think that's real, but a 4+ hour match, 8 or 9 minutes.
No, in all honesty, Monica, Katie, it's weak. It's the weakest form of, like, strategy in the game. Oh, gotta go take a bathroom break and then double up or triple up on the amount of time. Like, how about you just hit a couple drop shots, make the dude run a little bit, make him catch his breath. If you need, honestly, if you need to pretend to go to the bathroom for 5 minutes, what are you even doing? I mean, Andy Murray's 34 years old. Yeah, you got unlucky and got him in the first round, but you should be able to beat him. Like, it's complete weakness. It's weak sauce.
To answer your question, if you have to pretend to be in the bathroom for 5 minutes, what are you doing? I'd say you're probably on a terrible date.
A bad date! Yes!
Up next on HQ.
It's crazy how tennis can get me this worked up.
I mean...
And just the name Nick Kyrgios gets me so worked up. Time to play the game that just knows Tua is going to dominate Mac Jones in week one. Do you question?
You just know that? You give us topics and events, we question them. No, not even really that much, so I'm not that mad about it.
Do you question if Nick Kyrgios was mad because of towels or because he was losing?
Okay, so Nick Kyrgios, very good at tennis, but apparently spent the pandemic playing video games, and therefore, maybe, I don't know, correlation is not causation, but now he's not doing as well. Did I already say he lost in straight sets to the number 15 guy? Because of COVID, there are rules specifically of where you have to put your towel. There's no towel boys to take them from you to help you with them because, you know, pandemic. And so the ref instructed Kyrgios where to put his towel, and he took exception to that.
Yeah, but I still have to walk to go get it. Like, it's like 70 degrees out here, bro. Like, I don't want to walk back and forth, back and forth. How many extra steps is that? That's so stupid.
Am I off base to think that a couple steps back and forth, isn't that what tennis...
Katie, it's crazy how tennis can get me this worked up.
I mean...
And just the name Nick Kyrgios gets me so worked up because he's got this history of doing all this histrionics and wasting his talent. And by the way, does he look like the type of guy that says, bruv, right? So, bro, what are you talking about, man? Like, first of all, when they give you your towel, you still kind of go back and forth a little bit, right? You're still taking those steps. Second of all, bro, did it not come to your mind that when you come back, you might have to take a couple of steps here and there for the sake of, you know, humanity? You are too good for this. And that's the thing. Like, if he was just some other guy, nobody would even pay attention to him. But he's so flipping good at this sport that he just comes out and picks fights and says, hey, I can still make money anyway. Absolutely mind-bogglingly aggravating.
I appreciate how fired up Izzy is about Nick Kyrgios. Dude, tennis is obviously a sport of decorum and things being in the right place. Just do what you're supposed to do with the towel and cut it out. I also will caution Nick Kyrgios. He's a little bit of an oversharer. People like Izzy get very upset we don't take the sport seriously, and you play video games, and then you tell us all, and then you stink. Like, dude, just keep it to yourself.
It's also worth reminding everyone, I guess, that he's really good at tennis. And so to make Izzy upset and force him to watch Nick Kyrgios.
Oh. Not even trying. I mean, not even trying casual. And hitting between the leg shots.
Super casual.
I've never Maybe been that like casually good at anything in my life.
Do you question if Juju should be celebrated or scolded for this?
Okay, Juju Smith-Schuster has been no stranger to social media during his time in the NFL. He's on a one-year prove-it deal with the Steelers. And so let's see a video, I believe, from TikTok that he... Does this prove it?
Oh, no. Juju.
I'm going to need to see the ascent in order for the descent to matter. I don't know if it existed in maybe the full clip, but it's like coming down the back end isn't necessarily the hardest part. For anybody who doesn't know, that's the milk crate challenge. It's where you set up stacks of milk crates, try to walk up and then down them. And usually it ends in something that makes you go, ooh, when you watch the clip. And then also usually laughing. You should not be doing that 2 weeks before the NFL season starts. It's a dangerous but really entertaining activity.
One small detail that I don't think anybody actually says when they talk about the Milk Crate Challenge is these things are on grass. You're not setting this up on stable concrete. It's on grass. Juju Smith-Schuster, honestly, like, I probably am not the first person to say this, should be fined for this. This has to be some version of a breach of contract because 90% of the videos that you see in this end up tragic, like absolutely tragic. And I know he's a world-class athlete. He probably wasn't gonna bust his butt on it, but man, I've played basketball with guys who were under contract in the NFL. And one particular player, I won't say his name, never actually jumped. He was so afraid of getting hurt. He would only lift one leg in the air, and he still dominated, mind you. But that's how careful these guys are. Juju, you've got to be more careful than that.
First of all, I love Izzy's flex on his social circles over the course of today's show. Way to go, Izzy. Second, unlike the others we've seen, he is flanked side by side by what looks like to be two of his boys in case.
Mm. Oh, wow.
It goes a little left.
Genius.
Oh, wow.
Didn't even notice.
He's going to catch him.
Good
now,
call.
Wow.
He's a current athlete, but as a former athlete, I have entirely too much respect for gravity, the earth, and the weight of my body to ever think about doing this thing.
Man, look, it's tough coming up on the internet. When those challenges get a little weird, I did that cinnamon challenge, and I found out I'm allergic to cinnamon. So that was unpleasant.
Time to play the game that guesses Katie missed the t-shirt memo today. See or no?
I did. I wore a stupid shirt. I tried to look nice
because
I think
color.
My mom watches when it's early in the week. You tell us what's on television tonight. We'll tell you if we're intrigued or not. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Katie's mom.
Tonight at 9:38 p.m. Eastern, Yankees and Angels.
I was hoping you weren't going to ask about this one because as much as I love Shohei Ohtani is as much as I hate the Yankees. You know what? I'll say yes. We saw Shohei hit his 42nd home run yesterday. I mean,
look at that.
It's just such a joy.
Looked like he was ahead of that one too somehow.
Talent.
42nd home run, giving the Angels the lead. Just what a treat to be alive at the same time as this man. But then Giancarlo Stanton, the resurgent Giancarlo Stanton, hit a home run right after that. I gave it away. That's not how you're supposed to do a highlight, huh? Well, spoiler alert.
It's allowed here. Go, Katie.
It went 115 miles per hour.
Woo, buddy.
So, yeah, I guess I'm intrigued and I'll watch it. Monica, are you intrigued?
So, you know, I love
that
my
you
props.
Have signs. I love
but,
it.
All right, so yes, I'm intrigued. See, but no, you can't see it today because I've got WNBA Twitter tonight action that I've got to call.
Oh.
So I'll be doing that.
Okay, that's an acceptable excuse. Izzy, are you intrigued?
I was going to try to find a way to figure it, get a sign, and I can't do it. I was going to, yes, I'm intrigued. Shohei Ohtani and Giancarlo Stanton are fun to watch, but I'm convinced that if you watch Giancarlo Stanton swing, his home run swings, but don't actually see the ball, you might think he's a terrible baseball player because some of his swings are unbelievably like he's falling backward and somehow hits it out in center field. This one, he started to do like a full split, like both feet left the ground and went outward and he just nails it 115 miles per hour into center field. It's absolutely crazy what he looks like, but I could watch him swing at a ball all day long because that happens.
Tonight at 10:10 p.m., Braves and Dodgers.
No, it's a no from me. Why? Because I know what the clip I'm about to throw to is, and it's putting me in a bad mood. It was Mookie Betts night the other night, because when you have a generational talent like Mookie Betts on your team, you show him your appreciation by having Mookie Betts night. And his mom threw out the first pitch, and we have a clip of how horrible it is.
Wow.
And what a wonderful addition to your franchise she is.
She's excellent. This is excellent.
And it could be a strike. That's a beer league strike. Man, I have met so few athletes' moms, and one of the only ones is Mookie Betts' mom. She was so nice. And then Mookie went on and hit a home run, and now we get to see how cute she looked reacting to that.
Look at that. Hey.
She looks like she's used to that.
100%. This is what we do, baby.
I miss him so much. This is just like watching a video of like, hey, look how hot your ex looked at this party the other night. Monica, are you intrigued?
This one I am intrigued by. My game will be over. And Mookie Betts is easily one of the swaggiest baseball players out there. Shout out to mom, because clearly he gets that from her. Do you know how difficult it is to be so confident in person in front of all those people? And she was having a great time on the mound.
She was. She was. Izzy, intrigued?
Nothing like ending the show with a little bit of heartwarming stuff. I don't know how you can't be successful in life and whatever your goal is when you have that kind of energy in your household. So shout out to moms.
I think I might still have Monica's respect. So if you could not do the thing I think you're going to do,
Bill,
I don't
roll it.
Want to lose that tonight. No, come
go
on.
Katie, I think this is awesome. I don't know that I could do this. I had a partially torn labrum in college. The ball might end up in the
Monica,
ground.
You are the sweetest person that I've ever met, but you can go ahead and just tell me that was a garbage. Okay, that's it for Highly Questionable. If you want more Monica McNutt, and why wouldn't you? She's doing the Fever Sparks game tonight on Twitter. So you can check her out there. Izzy doesn't like when I tell you where to find him. So if you want him, you're going to have to go the extra mile and Google it yourself and figure out where to see him. If you want more me, you're out of your mind. But I have a podcast. It's called Sports. There's a question mark at the end. And I love you. What?